An aggressive early season storm is impacting the northern plains today and will be with us into the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Snow developed overnight across portions of the Dakotas as expected, and it looks like we'll have a little bit of snow and rain mix across South Dakota and southern Minnesota today. The precipitation to the north, though, will be mostly snow. A new low pressure center will form along the Kansas-Nebraska border. That's going to increase some wind speeds in hard red winter wheat country in the southwestern portions of the corn and soybean production region, and it will also enhance precipitation across our region, with greater amounts of rain and snow expected to evolve as we go forward through this evening and overnight tonight. Some very heavy wet snow is still expected to occur across the eastern portion of South Dakota, southeastern parts of North Dakota, and central through northern parts of Minnesota. The precipitation will wind down as we go from Wednesday evening into Thursday morning. And the total amounts of precipitation with this event will be a bit impressive, with 1/2 to 1.5 inches of moisture expected. And total snowfall for the region is expected to run from about 4 to 10 inches in general, but there will be a small pocket that will probably see 10 to 15 inches. That will likely impact a handful of counties from maybe the northeast corner of South Dakota into some immediate neighboring areas in west central Minnesota. The core of the great snowfall could end up shifting around a little bit. The bottom line is, if you're traveling through southeastern North Dakota or northeastern South Dakota into central or northern Minnesota over the next 24 to 48 hours, be prepared for some very poor visibilities and hazardous travel conditions in general, slick roads. And there will be 1 to 3 inches of snow that surrounds this area, by the way, and we'll probably see the travel situation getting better as we move into the second half of this week. Now, the temperatures are expected to turn a bit cooler, but not excessively cold. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures across the area today in the 30s and 40s. And as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll still be seeing mostly 30s across the region, with a few 40s in the southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota. Thursday's highs will also be upper 30s and 40s. And until we get rid of the snow that falls, it may stay chilly across parts of the region. The snow should melt a little bit better on Friday. Going into the weekend, we'll see a little bit more 40-degree high temperatures across a big part of the region. Our nighttime lows will be rather nippy, too, and that's going to hold that melt rate down a little bit. We'll expect lows tomorrow morning to be mostly in the 20s with a few 30s in southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota, and 20s will be more common everywhere on Thursday morning and probably Friday as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.